Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio, talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will, and trying to make sense of it all.
2 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Well, that's the rumor. Rumor has it is Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough are with you every Saturday night at this spot on your dial or on your television set. And we welcome you if you're watching anywhere from Los Angeles to Dallas, Texas to New York City. We're in all those places on television, and we welcome you. Kevin McCullough is my name. And looky there. Looky there from Operation Dallas tonight. He is live. He's in person. And he's looking good, Mr. Stevie B.
Still alive. Now, you know, I don't know when you flip the switch and I'm like on the program here, but did anyone just see me spit my gum out?
No, I don't think we saw that. But thanks for letting us know that you did.
Yeah, no, I did that thing where you try to be polite and you put like a little piece of paper over your mouth or
yeah. Nobody was watching. It did not come across.
And
so you're fine.
I tapped my camera there and said to myself, is this thing on? Is it? Hope they didn't see that.
With the gum on the finger?
No, it was on a piece of paper.
So, oh, okay.
You know, I'm mature.
That came off
more
as
more responsible.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And off of the successful run. Hey, Nick, zoom in on me, because we're very disparate in terms of the sizes of what we are. Steven's like, he's like all on the camera. And I'm like, way out there in left field. There we go. So Stevie B's back. Now, let's just clear the air here real quickly. The last 8 weeks, you were where, and where before you came back to your home base here? Steven? Did we lose? I think we lost Steven momentarily. He'll be back with us. You know what he did? He was tapping that little the screen again, and he turned his camera off. That's probably what he did.
I didn't do anything. You got me now, right?
You're there now, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll patch that together. I'll give you a
text. No, we lost your camera. Don't worry about your mic. You can get your hand off of yours because it's gonna look weird on TV. There we go. You're fine.
Thank you.
You're good.
No, so about a little over 6 weeks ago, I had to go back to Hyderabad, India, on this movie we're working on.
See, I think there's some people that think that's not even a real city. Like, what? Yeah. Where was Steven? He was in Hyderabad. Uh-huh. Where's that?
Well, and then, like everything else, like a fun story from my youth is one time I got in a fight with my brother Billy and my sister Jane, and I went, "Leave me alone." And they went, "What's your problem?" I went, "Well, isn't it obvious?" O-D. V-I-O-U, you know, yeah.
Obvious.
Yeah. And they both burst out laughing, going, "Obvious?" And I went, "Yes!"
It's odd, so, and it's obvious. I know what you were trying to say.
So, Hyderabad, which is, I thought it was Hydra, H-Y-D-R-A, bad.
Okay.
And it's Hyderabad, H-Y-D-E-R. So, you know, so maybe they don't think it's a real place because I've been saying Hydra, like, you know, Hydra, fire hydrant. I don't know.
See, I have a 32-day-old baby to blame this stuff on. You just have just normal life to blame yours on. So
every day I wake up, I look in the mirror and say to myself, why do I feel like a 32-day-old baby? Okay? That's part of the problem here, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you've been missed. So Hyderabad, and then you went from where to
there? To Warsaw, Poland, for 3 weeks out of the 6 weeks.
Now, that was a different movie in Poland?
Yeah, that was a totally different movie.
So one movie in India, then another movie in Poland.
And back to the original movie in India and for 2 weeks. And I still have to go back the end of May for that one. But then straight from India on the second leg to Chicago for all things...
Thief on the Cross.
Thief on the Cross.
Yeah. Which was, and I got to say, received so warmly by the brethren there in Chicago. Six sold-out performances. Six standing ovations, six nights, or three nights where two performances each. Stephen went out and played this incredible one-man play, like 20 characters in the script that he has to take on at some point in the story, and just a phenomenal job. Still getting good, that there was a great number of people that wondered if they themselves could provoke under similar circumstances. Do we have the radio audience with us now? Okay. I understand that we just joined the radio network in progress, so I think we were just talking to the TV people prior to that. But here's my phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'll just summarize for the radio audience. This last week, the Pamela Geller story exploded across the news talk spectrum. The camps that came down were kind of divided. I don't think anybody really questioned her right to use her First Amendment freedoms to say what she wanted to say. And in this instance, she set out purposefully to denigrate and insult the primary icon of Islam. This happened last Sunday. She purposefully used the concept of provocation to express herself. To express something that was on her heart, on her mind, desiring to get a message across primarily to people that think highly of the icon of Muhammad, that they were not going to receive any respect in her quarter. She would say that she does this for the sanctity of free speech and religious freedoms in America, and that if Sharia law is allowed to gain a foothold here, we will lose all of those. I agree with her on some of those premises. I'm not disputing that. But it divided the country between not just whether you have the right to say whatever you want to say, but is there wisdom behind saying whatever you want to say whenever you want to say it? And I will tell you this. God smiled on her. Because the Islamic jihadists that pulled up and shot the security, unarmed security guard in the ankle and then lost their lives to the concealed but armed off-duty traffic cop that took them out, it all could have gone very differently. This had the makings for Charlie Hebdo. This had the makings for these guys blasting their way into this event and it taking at least a few people out with them. And if it had been held in any other state than an open carry state like Texas, it probably would have. They were heavily, heavily armed. AK-47s, they had explosives in the car. There was every intent and every means to try to kill all 300 people that had shown up at the Draw Muhammad contest. So as the week went on, I was shocked that it didn't drop in importance in terms of the news analysis and the continued discussions that went on with it. If you're just joining us, this is Baldwin McCullough Live. My phone number is 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough is my name. Stephen is at his mother's breast cancer research gala tonight in upstate New York. We'll hear from him at some point in the evening. The Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. They give awards to those developing cures for breast cancer. But I want to continue the discussion about this story. And let's start with where Bill O'Reilly himself finally weighed in on his memo on whether or not this was actually a wise thing to do. Here's how it went down on the O'Reilly Factor.
Tonight, defeating the jihad by not being dumb. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. The Garland, Texas Police Department is keeping secret the name of the hero cop who shot two jihadists dead on Sunday. That, of course, for his own protection, as radical Muslims are a dire threat. We all know that. Now, there is a controversy over whether the anti-Muslim group who ignited the situation did a foolish or a noble thing. Donald Trump weighed in on the group's leader, Pamela Geller.
Looks like she's just taunting everybody. What is she doing with drawing Muhammad? And it looks like she's actually taunting people. You know, I'm one that believes in free speech probably more than she does. But what's the purpose of this?
Mr. Trump is correct by setting up a contest and awarding $10,000 for a depiction of the prophet Muhammad. The American Freedom Defense Initiative spurred a violent incident.
All right, and we're going to pause it there. She spurred a violent incident. His take on this is that she's the one that caused the violent incident to occur. Megyn Kelly had a very different view on this. I'm wondering your views. Not necessarily saying that she didn't have the right to do this, but did it display wisdom to do something that was purposefully provocative and insulting to a different group? Is it wise? Not is it constitutional? Let's talk about it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. enzymes with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
All right, tonight live from New York. I have no idea what that must be, the Brooklyn Bridge, but it's a wee bit foggy if you're watching on Biz Television. It just cut to a black screen. There was a little bit of lights on either end of it. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thanks for taking time out of your busy Saturday night. The question is Pamela Geller's Draw Mohammed contest. The wisdom of it. Bill O'Reilly says he thinks that it may have been a spur that was used to create what could have ended up a very deadly situation. Others say not only was the First Amendment designed to be in effect so that provocative speech could occur, but that there's a responsibility to make provocative speech occur when the individual feels it is necessary. If you're a person of faith, which I purport to be, there's also some other elements that kind of go into my way of thinking about it. I'll detail some of those in my syndicated column that'll be on townhall.com tonight at midnight and all day tomorrow. But I'm curious as to how America looks at what Pamela Geller did in holding this draw cartoon contest to Muhammad, knowing that in the religion of Islam, it brings with it a death sentence. That putting this on purposefully, knowing that there were death threats made, and then sure enough some jihadis showed up. I mean, she certainly proved her point. The intolerance of Islam is impossible to deny now after this took place. But the question that I have is, does it demonstrate wisdom? Is it always wise, I guess, to use the constitutional rights that we have, even if you can't clearly define a really good purpose? And I'm not saying undo them. I'm not saying outlaw them. I just know for me personally, I wouldn't have chosen that technique to make the case that I think Sharia law is a danger to the United States. I think there's other ways that I'm uniquely gifted and skilled in being able to make that case, mainly my platform from broadcasting every single day. But I'm curious as to your thoughts, whether or not the Draw Mohammed contest was a intentionally provocative and unnecessary step in the discussion. Did it injure our war against terror? Is it always necessary to use all of the rights that we have every single time, regardless of kind of the wisdom of the decision to do so? I want you to hear the entire memo by Bill O'Reilly, and then we'll play his counterpart, Megyn Kelly, who took him to task on her show. But this was Bill O'Reilly's take on it.
Tonight, defeating the jihad by not being dumb. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. The Garland, Texas Police Department is keeping secret the name of the hero cop who shot two jihadists dead on Sunday. That, of course, for his own protection, as radical Muslims are a dire threat. We all know that. Now, there is a controversy over whether the anti-Muslim group who ignited the situation did a foolish or a noble thing. Donald Trump weighed in on the group's leader, Pamela Geller.
It looks like she's just taunting everybody. What is she doing with drawing Muhammad? And it looks like she's actually taunting people. You know, I'm one that believes in free speech probably more than she does. But what's the purpose of this?
Mr. Trump is correct. By setting up a contest and awarding $10,000 for a depiction of the Prophet Muhammad, the American Freedom Defense Initiative spurred a violent incident. That wasn't smart, even though the group has its supporters. Mike, I'm withholding his last name, in Fairbanks, Alaska, wrote, Megyn Kelly was completely right and you were completely wrong, O'Reilly. An event like this should be held daily. The Muslim world doesn't like it. Tough. Insulting the entire Muslim world is stupid, Mike. It does not advance the cause of liberty or get us any closer to defeating the savage jihad. You may not have noticed, but some Muslim countries are now fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda themselves. Jordan and Egypt, two of the most powerful. So, Mike, you think it's a smart strategy to insult the Muslim countries of Jordan and Egypt by besmirching their religious icon? Do you? Now, the group that did the insulting says it's entitled to profane Muhammad because in the Islamic religion, any kind of depiction of him is a sin. They say they can do that in America because of freedom of speech. Well, that's true. They have the right to do it here. But again, it's stupid. It accomplishes nothing. There has been no program stronger than the factor in speaking out against the jihad. We've severely criticized the Obama administration for being too timid and for allowing atrocities to go unpunished. So don't give me I'm soft on the jihad. I'm not. They deserve to be neutralized, removed from the planet. If President Obama was serious about fighting these fanatics, he would actually mobilize the 60 nations that have allegedly signed on to fight ISIS. But instead, it's a big fraud. We all know that. The world continues to do nothing. But insulting a religion with more than a billion followers worldwide doesn't advance the cause of defeating the fanatical jihadists. It hurts the cause. Does it not? And that's the memo.
All right, so that's the memo. Well, he's saying that not for constitutional reasons. She has the right to do it. But my question tonight is simple, and here's the phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Just because you have the right to do something, is it always necessarily wise to do it? It's a tough question. Just because you have the right to do something, does it mean that it's necessarily wise to do so? For instance, what if the jihadists had been successful and 300 dead Americans were the end of the scenario there? Sure, we would have caught the loony throat slitters and we would have taken their lives as we did in advance of them killing anybody. But is it wisdom to necessarily put 300 people in harm's way in that regard? I'm just asking the question. I'm not judging Pamela. She's got her rationale for why she does what she does. One person that thinks that it absolutely is wise to do that is Megyn Kelly. Here's how she argues it.
Well, last night on this program, we had a thoughtful discussion about free speech and American values and why our commitment to liberty as a nation requires everyone to stand up for the rights of those speaking even the most offensive of words. It's not about aligning yourself with the message. It's about defending a core American principle. First Amendment scholar Eugene Volokh explained how not only did the folks organizing a Draw Muhammad event down in Texas have the legal right to do it, which some had questioned, but how what they did was actually important and of real value because it was an act of defiance. Defiance toward those radical Muslim factions who mean to impose their moral code on us, namely that certain figures may not be drawn or parodied on pain of death. What happened in Texas is a group said no. You don't control speech in this country, even if a religion may find that speech offensive. Sure enough, the jihadis showed up with AK-47s and tried to murder everyone there. Now some suggest the risk with such an event is that our Muslim nation allies might be less inclined to fight the jihad if they see some group in America hold a private event like this one. So private citizens shouldn't do offensive things even behind closed doors now, lest they cause offense. Because our friends in Egypt might get ticked off. But the fact is, we don't compromise America's bedrock principles just to make other nations like us more. Just as we do not require them to change their values before we fight a common enemy. Otherwise, Egypt's whole, we will kill you for leaving Islam commitment might be a bit of a deal breaker. The bottom line here is that some in this country have been so busy trying to figure out how to avoid causing any religion, any offense, they have forgotten what is offensive to Americans. Namely, those who would trample on our core ideas.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From a very busy New York City, we welcome you, whether you're watching by way of television on the Biz Television TV network or you're joining us by way of radio on hundreds of radio stations across the country. We're so grateful that you're with us. It is Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough in for both of us tonight, but Stephen at his mom's Breast Cancer Research Fund Gala in northern upstate New York, and we'll be joining us at some point along the line. But we're talking about the Pam Geller controversy and the near massacre, the massacre that wasn't because of some quick-thinking law enforcement that were there, some private gun owners. I mean, this story has touched on so many issues, religious freedoms, the right to carry, the right for self-expression and free speech, the right to assembly. There's all kinds of things that this specific one news story, I think that's why it stayed in the news cycle all week long, because there's just a lot to think about here. But two camps primarily came out of this, those that were in favor of what Pamela Geller had done and those that did not think that it was the best thing to do. So most of them, almost none of them, saying she didn't have the right to do the assembly that she did, which was purposefully and intentionally designed to insult the Prophet Muhammad and the religion of Islam. But some people questioned the wisdom of it. I'm just curious as to what America thinks. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you're on Alexandria, Minnesota tonight, watching on Channel 51, or Greenville, South Carolina, watching on Channel 16, give it some thought and then give us a call. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you have the right to do something, is it always necessarily wise to then go ahead and do it? The way that Bill O'Reilly was describing it, he said it was unwise. It was unwise for the war on terror, maybe unwise for the safety of those involved. Megyn Kelly said not only does she have the right to do it, but it would be almost unwise not to do it. That provocative speech that purposefully angers another human being, is why the First Amendment exists. I tend to agree with Megyn on all the fundamentals of what she says, but I also agree with Bill that sometimes wisdom causes self-restraint, not legal restraint, but sometimes we choose ourselves to curb what our rights are. Is that bad on my part? I want to know. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Paul's calling from Queens, New York. Hello, Paul. Welcome.
How you doing, Mr. McCullough? Well, let's get to two points right here. Number one, there's a cartoon contest. So it was going to do with free speech. It was just that she was going to do a painting, and the religion of Islam doesn't want it done. Number two, any of these people that went against Geller, I mean, what is this, war on women? You got Donald Trump, Geraldo Rivera. What are these wimp butts can't say anything about the religion themselves? That's what they got to attack a lady. Because you got Bill Maher one time saying something about Islam, then he had to shut his mouth because people were upset about it in the Islam faith. So let me ask you a question. If it's Islamic faith, do me a favor. I'm Christian. But you know what? I don't see the Muslim faith saying that Jesus is the Son of God. They call him a prophet. So Muhammad's not a prophet to me. Muhammad is a general that was in the Middle East killing people for his faith that he thought he had.
Sure.
So my thing is, if Pamela Geller wants to say something, she's the strongest woman on this earth because there's nobody else that would, you know, step up. While we have Christians and Yazidis and other people all getting slaughtered out there in the Middle East. In that case, give, you know, since our president can't bring our people, you know, our troops with guns.
So, Paul, let me ask you a question then. Okay, so I believe almost everything that Pamela does, but my tactics would not be to do what she does. She chooses to have these provocative things where she purposefully angers people. My tactics are build relationships with folks and try to convince them and persuade them. And different people have different techniques. Does it make me less of an enthusiast for the First Amendment because I simply have a different way of going about it?
No, not at all. But the people who are calling her provocateur and everything, you know what? Maybe they should step up to say why are we getting thousands of people beheaded, put on fire? And you know what? The people who are in Jordan and Egypt, those are the people who are trying to fight these people.
Yeah, I agree.
If they were anything like the jihadists, then you know what? They're all going to kill us anyway. But you know what? There are people there that want to knock off these jihadists and work, you know, toward a relationship.
Paul, last question. Would you have still felt this way if the 300 people had been killed by the jihadists instead of surviving the attack?
Oh, well, in that case, that would have angered me more because the main subject. Besides all this stuff, how did it get the body armor? How did it get the AK-47? Where was the congressional hearings from the NSA and the FBI?
Well, and the federal government's failure. Thank you, Paul. Great, great response, by the way. The federal government's failure in this matter is epic. I mean, it truly is. They knew of the one guy for about 5 years. He's been on the radar, but they didn't know he'd gone from Phoenix to Dallas just in time for this event. absurd. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So glad you're with us. Kind of a foggy night. You see the Chrysler building there if you're watching on Biz Television. It's a we got some kind of heavy mist holding in the air. It's not really raining, but it's a comfortable temperature. It's just not, a perfect evening in terms of moisture. But glad you're with us in the New York area. Stephen Baldwin is in upstate Syracuse. He is with his mother's, the Breast Cancer Research Fund, the Carolyn Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund annual gala. They award multiple awards to those that are doing active research to bring an end to
breast cancer, and we will probably hear from him before the broadcast is over tonight, checking in from there. We're talking about the story that stayed the top news story all week long. Pamela Geller last Sunday held an event in which $10,000 was awarded to those who could defame and depict Muhammad in perhaps the most offensive way possible. I've seen some of the people that kind of get into this type of thing. They take great delight in being offensive, as offensive as can be. But it really wouldn't matter if the if it was an authentic replication of what his face looked like, or if it was something like the Charlie Hebdo cartoons, which were profane and intended to be profane, to mock him and to be profane in the process. Here's where the discussion got super interesting. On Monday, I defended Pamela Geller's right to have this event. No one should lose their life for exercising their right to free speech. That's just a bedrock core principle of American life. You should be able to say what you need to say, especially at a private event, without fear of repercussion from groups trying to assassinate you. This isn't some, you know, guerrilla republic in Latin America. We're not some, you know, rogue state in Africa where, you know, the warlord is taken over. We're not some, you know, corrupt official in a Soviet bloc country. It doesn't work that way here. We believe in value free speech. My question has been, as I've given more thought to it and reflection upon it as the week went by, we guarantee that speech. Is it always wise to use that speech? Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly parted ways on this. I agree with Megyn Kelly that free speech is absolutely necessary for a functioning society to continue to function. Bill O'Reilly said it might do some damage to the war on terror. It might do some other things if we don't put a self-check on our own liberties. I don't want the government limiting what type of speech I engage in. But friends, if I don't restrain my own speech from time to time for my own purposes, I'm going to be a horrible human being. Why? Because nobody needs to know every thought that goes through my head. And I shouldn't express every thought that goes through my head every minute that I have them. Look, you can get mad and you can draw a profane picture of Muhammad, and you can get mad and flip off a road rager on the interstate. Both are expressions of free speech. Both you're perfectly legally entitled to do. Both could get you killed. Neither, in my opinion, contribute to the long-term solution of either solving road rage or solving the conflict with Islam. And I guess it just depends on if you're more focused on trying to make them mad more than trying to solve the problem. I guess if people are involved and you're trying to find a solution, maybe it's just a different outcome. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Tony's calling from Augusta, Georgia, listening to AM 1230. Hi, Tony. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hey, appreciate you taking my call.
Sure thing.
Well, as an African American, you know, I agree with Megyn Kelly as well as, I mean, and to think what Bill O'Reilly said about it having a negative effect. You know, with this president alone, look at the encroachment of what's going on around the world, as well as what's going on in our country. I mean, it's like with everything that he hasn't been doing as a president, it's almost like they're heading this way anyway. I'm ex-military myself. And so it's like strategically, it's like we have sit there and lost more ground with this guy. So to be talking about insulting him, whether she insulted them or not, they're looking to kill us anyway. Wouldn't make no difference.
See? Well, and see, okay, so let's assume your premise is true then, Tony. For me personally, because her style isn't my style to begin with, but I'd probably even be more cautious because I'm of greater concern that we're not going to get the feds to back our own citizens here. Like it was a private citizen. Well, he was a police officer, but he was a local municipality guy that had the gun that killed the jihadis. I mean, it was frontier justice that came and met their maker in. It wasn't President Obama rushing to the rescue.
Okay, I agree with you 100% there. True enough, because like I said, even if I agree with you where you said, well, she could have wound up where what she did. maybe 200 or 300 could have gotten killed, and they may have not gotten shot. You know, and I agree with that too. And because, like you said, also there are times where you really shouldn't, just because you have, you're able to do it. Why would we do it? Be insulting people, like, or insulting their prophet. And I agree with that.
Okay,
but
thanks.
Like I said, the point I'm trying.
Yeah, go ahead.
The point I'm trying to make is, irregardless of what we do, even if this never even took place, they're looking to kill us anyway.
That's okay? I agree with that.
The way this stuff. You know, and with the way this president has been running our country, okay, and strategically and tactically with things that are going on around the world, regardless of what he's been drawn quite a bit of, we have still lost a lot of psychological ground as well as actual good ground. I mean, look at how he treated, you know, Netanyahu. I mean, we're losing friends. We have lost quite a bit, few of our friends.
No question,
you know,
about it.
Enemies don't even fear us anymore.
Yeah. Tony, good call. Thank you for the call. 888-340-3373. Here's the question. Just because we have the right to say and do whatever we want to when it comes to the issue of free speech, as it relates to insulting Islam, is it wise to do so? We have the right to do it. We're legally entitled to do it. But is it wise? That's the question I have. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's see if we can do this next caller real quick. Ronald in New York on AM 970. Hi, Ronald. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
I remember when you, a decade ago, when you were on in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm back in the afternoon, by the way, on our sister station. And I'm back here Monday through Friday nights, 10 to midnight. So come on back anytime you wish.
I'm aware of that. By the way, this was a total intelligence breakdown. FBI, NSA.
Okay, Ronald, I got to ask you about that because we got there's a lot more questions I now have for you. So hold the break, hold through the break because we got to take this break and then we're going to come back with Ronald from New York. We got two phone lines available for your calls, friends. 888-340-3373. The question is, just because we have the right to say whatever we want by way of insulting Islam, is it wisdom to do so? 888-340-3373. Come on back.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It is so good to have you with us live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and every Saturday night we get together for a fun little time. Baldwin, the Stephen Baldwin character, the Baldwin brother that many of you have come to know and love, the good Baldwin brother. Kevin McCullough, my name, and some of you know that I do a host of radio shows throughout the week. Still love getting together with you here on the Saturday night, kind of letting our hair down and just talking about stuff. And we're talking about the biggest news story of last week. Pamela Geller, her contest from last Sunday, two jihadis ended up losing their lives. They drove from Phoenix. The FBI had known about them for some time. They lost their lives because they tried to kill a bunch of people that were drawing Muhammad. Nobody that I am aware of questions whether or not Pamela Geller had the right to put on the event. The question I am asking is, are there times when we have the right to do something, it still may not be the wisest thing to go ahead and do it? And if so, where do you draw the line? 888-340-3373. Now, Ronald in New York was listening to us, and he wanted to weigh in, and he said well, Ronald, pick up. You were saying that the law enforcement knew about these guys a long time.
Yeah, and Kevin, one other thing. Mr. Comey at the FBI, they admitted something the other day that they were aware of this. Well, why didn't they act proactively? You have to, on an incident like this, you have to act proactively. When you act reactively, that's after the fact. That's like having cameras up and videotaping an alleged incident.
Right.
And the thing is, with the media attacking Pam Geller, God bless her, she's a great lady. I wish the media would focus their attention on where was the intelligence.
The Fed's failures.
Right.
Yep. Because yeah. If they knew about the lead guy for 5 years or so, and then he got
eight
all the way
years,
from
I believe it was.
They got all the way from Phoenix to Dallas and didn't know.
Right. And by the way, I believe they were in an SUV they exited. Was that stolen? Because I don't think people that coming out of prison for an extended amount of time go out and buy an SUV side and drive, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, a big nice one like that. Yeah.
I'm sure the AKs were not legally purchased, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure that those were acquired in a highly questionable way. Maybe from our own gun-running scandal. Who knows? Anyway, Ronald, good stuff, good stuff. Thanks for your patience and thanks for your call. We've got calls from, well, let's go to Lauren in Michigan real quick, listening to Patriot Radio. Lauren, real quickly, what's your thought?
Well, you know, when I heard about Pam Geller, I looked her up on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and she said, to learn who rules over you, simply learn who you are not allowed to criticize. And we daily offend Sharia law in America with Victoria's Secret commercials and all that.
Yeah.
And political correctness is another thing that we're not allowed to criticize certain things. And so I really believe we need to stand up and, you know, not everything we do is not necessarily.
Lauren, I haven't heard anybody say she didn't have the right to do it.
Yeah.
But the question of the wisdom of it, I have heard questioned, and that's what I'm asking.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog
Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contact
62.